It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
And it's brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Greater Maine. And their Black Friday sale is going on now all month. For every window you buy, you get 40% off and another $50 off per unit. So get all the details at rbagreatermaine.com. Hello, Steve.
Well, happy Friday to you, my friend. How is your Friday treating you so far, okay?
No complaints.
You got your co-conspirator there with you?
We appreciate you sending the sunshine, so yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I'm actually broadcasting live from Pennsylvania this morning, where it is rather cloudy and a little bit showery. So you got us beat there in the Pine Tree State.
I guess. You left the sunshine. Thanks.
All right. So yesterday you didn't share any clues, but you seemed pretty adamant that you had to get going and get studying and get working on this morning's Flugelhorn tune.
Yeah, it's a toughie. I do think it's a toughie. I do think the hints will help. But it's such an odd little song, especially the song title.
Okay.
There's a hint for you. So let me jump in. Let me play the old flugelhorn for you. And those of you listening at home or driving down the road, turn up your radio and see if you can identify the snippet of this rather odd little song.
Okay. It's kind of slow. Any light bulb going on in your head?
Nothing over my head. So, can you play it again?
Sure. Here we go.
All right. Wow,
I'm
going to
need the hints today.
Yeah, this is a toughie, all right. Wow.
Yeah, I think the hints will help. So here we go back to 1980, okay? Huh. 1980, hint number two. What a silly song. What a silly song, especially the title.
Okay, silly song.
Number three, Barney Fife was a form of this.
Huh.
Barney Fife was a form of this.
Oh.
Y'all.
Your clue, I think, is going to steer me in the right direction. Now, there's two ways this could have gone. When you said Barney Fife was a foreign of this, okay? I was thinking, first of all, well, Barney Fife, the person who played that, was also took form as a fish. Don Knotts, the incredible Mr. Limpet. Right. But then I thought, wait a minute, he was a police officer, right? Mm-hmm. So 1980, the police, and they had a song called D-Do-Do. Is that it?
Oh, my goodness. I can see it. Do you concur, Sonny? Does that make sense to you?
I'm just standing here in awe of Paul's powers of deduction. I'm just like, what? You're going to have to change those promos about us to the other way around. Oh, my goodness. That's impressive. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Right. You two are amazing.
Wow.
That's the name of the song. So it's D-Do-Do, D-E-D-O-D-O-D, you know, da-dee-da-da. And the lyrics, though, don't think me unkind. Don't think me unkind. Words are hard to find. So, yeah. Well done.
Thank you, buddy. Well,
I'm standing in the studio, bowing down to you both. Boy,
it was the clue that did it for me. So.